A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Ayin Beis, Yuma 72a, pagination, page 143. Towards the bottom of the page, we have fascinating two lines which I'd like to share with you this evening. Counting from the bottom of the page, four lines up, the beginning of the line, Ve'ein Nishmatin, and then we begin. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina said, "My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean regarding the building of the Mishkan? Atze shitim omdim, that the wood used for the Mishkan should be standing." So he says it means she'omdim derech gidilason, that it should be standing in the way that it grows. That there's a specific component to the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, that the way the beams are erected should be in the same direction that they grew. They should be upward, same way they grew, omdim, the way they stand. Now, you'll notice that there's a little star or some other indication to go to the margin, depending on what print of Gemara you're using. But in the margin, it tells you Sukkah Mem Hei, Amud Beis, Sukkah 45b. This Gemara comes up as well. And over there, the Gemara elaborates a little bit more as to the ramifications of this concept that something has to be done, the mitzvah has to be done in the direction in which the item grows. So over there, it's about seven lines down from the top. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, kol mitzvos kulan eino adam yotze ben el derech gidilason. All mitzvahs done with items that grow, you can only do the mitzvah in the way that the item grows. Shenemar, as we have the pasuk, atzei shitim omdim, that the wood for the Mishkan walls should be standing, should be in the way that they grew, standing upright. So we have from this Gemara in Sukkah that this drasha that's being made on our daf in Yuma is to be taken not just regarding the Mishkan, but is meant to be understood regarding all mitzvahs, kala mitzvahs kulan, and this is the way it's paskind, you're only yotze derech gidilasa. So the first reaction that people have to such a Gemara is, where do you have a mitzvah like the walls of the Mishkan that's done with something that grew, that you have to do the mitzvah in the way that the item grows? And I think the first reaction, at least for me, was the walls of the sukkah. Do you have to position the boards in the direction in which they grew? And the answer, of course, is no, because the walls of the sukkah are not specifically being created by something that grew from the ground. There is no such halacha. You can make the walls out of plastic. You could make them out of stones. That's not a mitzvah that's being done specifically with something that grew, and therefore it doesn't have to be done derech gidilason. The case that we do have that requires derech gidilason, the way it grew, is the case of Arba Minim, the four species taken on Sukkis. We find in Siman Tafresh Nun Aleph, the laws of Arba Minim, Sif Beis. Yital Ho'aguda, you should take the bunch, the group of the four species. Rasheihem Lamaila, their head, the way they grew, the top, has to be facing up. V'ikrehem Lamata, and its bottom, the source from where it grows that connects it to the plant, that should be facing down. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkaton Tes Zayin, Debo'inon Sheyitlon Derech Gidilasan Ba'ilon, because we need you to take these items the way they grew. V'im hipech, and if you did it the opposite way, upside down, afilu b'dieved lo yotza, even after the fact you're not yotza, this is a strictly binding halacha. Mishneh Berurah says, very fascinating, that the Maharil alerted people that the hadasim yeveshim haboim me'italia, the hadasim that come from Italy, you should make sure to untie the clump, the group. Presumably they came already grouped as three hadasim. He says you should undo the tie and check to make sure that all three are going in the same direction. Because sometimes when they pack the hadasim, munachim rosho shelze b'tzarikaro shelze, the way people pack things alternating. So he says it was common, or it sometimes happened, that the head of one is by the foot of the other, if you will. And therefore, if you simply put all three into your lulav holder, or however you're doing it, you would actually have one of the hadasim at least being upside down. And therefore, you should be careful about this. In Sifkatan Yud Zayin, the Mishneh Berurah mentions, Esra kishuhu tali bo ilan, when the esrig is on the tree, uktzal lamayla, it looks like the stem where it's attached to the tree is the higher part. Mikom makam, he says that's an illusion. Mikri derech kidi laso uktzal lamata, really the part that attaches it to the tree is considered the bottom. Ela shaperas machbidimo, so just that the weight of the fruit flips it and causes it basically to be upside down. But its essential growth pattern, the way the bud comes out, the way it grows, is the way we understand the top, the bottom, just that the weight of the peri flips it. This halacha shows up elsewhere in the same siman. For example, in Sif Hei, we're told that a person should make the bracha al netilas lulav, and according to some, yahafoch ha'esrog ad sheyivorech, you should keep the esrog upside down until you make the bracha, because normally we recite the bracha before we do the mitzvah. We want you to be holding all four in your hands, ready to do the mitzvah, but not quite having done it. The same way that we recite the bracha on tefillin as we put it on, we put the tefillin in place, and right before we tighten the strap, that's the right time to recite the bracha. So you're always reciting the bracha right before. So how do we do this? So again, according to some, the way to solve this is that you have the esrog upside down. It's in your hand. It's ready to go, but it's upside down. And you're not yotze the mitzvah until it's right side up. Same concept based on our Gemara. One additional example of this is found later in the Siman, Sif Tes, where there's a whole discussion of how to do the na'anuim, the shaking, when you're going in the downward direction. So the Ramah says, Kishemenanea lamata, you're going in all directions around you, all six directions, and one of the directions you're going to be shaking downwards. So the Ramah says in the first opinion, Hovcho lamata, you actually turn it downwards. Umikri derech kidilasan, and still considered somehow that you took them in its upright position. Ho'el machziko sam biyado derech kidilasan, because you're holding them in your hand the way they grow in an upright position, but you have it upside down at the time that you're doing the na'anuim downwards. V'yesh medaktikim, there are those who are careful, shelo lahafech halulav kishemenanim lamata, they don't want it to face downwards when they shake downwards. And instead, they simply hold it in an upwards position and they shake their hands in a downward position. But the lulav remains erect, and likewise the other minim, everything is upright in the way that it grows. One final observation can be found in the Shaar Tzion, Sifkaton Yudtes, where he considers the possibility that an additional min would be causing a problem because you're introducing another type. So the question is, agdo, if a person wrapped the species of the arba minim, shelo b'mino, not with a type of the four species. We know that we're very careful to do the wrapping with a lulav leaf or a basket made of lulav leaves. But if someone were to introduce a different type, so there's an opinion that says, ein ze choshev kemosif, it's not considered adding to the group, mishum, because, lo hava kiderech kidi lason. Typically, if a person would wrap it with a different type, he would be wrapping it perpendicular. He would be wrapping it in the wrong direction of that introduced item's normal growth. And therefore, he says, that's not introducing it to the mitzvah. So we don't do that, but it's fascinating that the Shaar Tzion looks for a way out. If someone were to take some other vine and wrap, he says he's really not introducing that into the mitzvah because it's shalo kederech gidilason. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.